The 8th Beijing International Film Festival, launched on Sunday the 15th, is offering many exciting events to attract film fanatics and industry insiders. Mm-hmm. Today on Roundtable, we're highlighting the fun part of this big cultural event that's happening in town and share some tips on how you can best enjoy it if you happen to be in Beijing.
The first Beijing International Film Festival started in 2011. This year marks the 8th time it's kicked off, and it's happening on 15th, and will last a week until 22nd. This year, I guess, more than 1,500 guests from over 50 countries and regions, 300 Chinese and foreign film companies and institutions will gather at the festival. This year, there are 7 major events. Most importantly,there's the competition section, Tiantan Award, where an international jury will decide from a 15-entry shortlist the winners under different categories. Those are the type of awards that we commonly see at other international film festivals.
Like Oscars.
Like Oscars! There is the opening ceremony where big names in the movie industry show up and walk the red carpet. This year, we've had...quite a number of Chinese film crews appearing on the red carpet to promote their projects, which is good. There is the Beijing Film Panorama, more commonly known as the movie screening section, where quite a number of well-selected Chinese and foreign films are screened in designated cinemas across the city compared to the blockbuster commercial films that we often see in the cinemas. The festival's special screening features more are likeartist and academic type side of movies, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you saw one of these films recently.
Yeah, I think it was the day before yesterday. I watched a movie by Wes Anderson.
Yes.
It was The Darjeeling Limited, and I had fun watching it.
Right. So there's that going on. There is the film market event, or events, actually, which provide a platform for filmmakers and investors to communicate and reach a deal. Business-related to filmmaking also set up booths at this market to promote their projects, for instance, drone manufacturing for movies, these kind of things. And then finally, there will be the closing and award ceremony where winners of the Tiantan Award will be announced. So this is kind of the breakdown of this big thing that's going on right now, as I understand.In Beijing.
Yeah, there are also more than 300 special activities to be held during the festival, including the Forward Future section, which is a series of events including screening, meet and greet sessions and seminars, which serve to promote communication between young filmmakers and around the world. And remember, a few years ago when I was covering one of these Beijing International Film Festival, I had the chance to attend one of the seminars,
right.
And also the screening of a documentary. So,I think I can tell from the audience reaction, because there was a Q&A section, or at least their conversation section between the director or the filmmaker and those watching the documentary. And a lot of people asked questions to the filmmakers, and people certainly had a good time and exchanging ideas.
Yeah, I think a lot is happening for the film industry right now. And it's not only about trading and selling more films, and also...
It's about mingling.
Yeah, well, that's a huge part of the business, and also cultivating new talent and also giving support for new talent, as on April the 19th, when this event happened, I remember there was a venture capital investment program for new and young directors.
That's true.
Yeah, so it's scouting new talent and giving them more opportunities and also financial support and those kind of things, and also some training. So I thought that was really interesting and certainly very important, I think, to cultivate new talent, you know, with a promising...
That's true. In fact, I actually attended one of those sessions, and there was a competition segment to allow young upstart directors to provide the projects for competition, and the best project topics will be selected out of in a short list. And then there are judges and also audience members to evaluate the quality of their projects. And those who won eventually will be given a cash reward so that they have money to start the project. And also those winners, those filmmakers who won the award will also be recommended to receive training at Hollywood.
Yeah, certainly. So this year, the event takes up quite a bit of, more than a week's time almost.
About a week.
About a week's time. Mm-hmm. Yes, in April. And, you know, when it's spring in Beijing and it's very promising to see so many people in the industry that gather together and talk about, all these very exciting things that's happening in the movie business right now. And also, we know that,the Chinese, film market is growing at a tremendous speed.
Right. I mean, in 2017, Chinese mainland has produced 970 films, including 798 fiction films, 32 animations, 68 science and education films, 44 documentaries, and 28 special genre films. The total box office in mainland has reached 55.911 billion yuan, which has increased 13% compared with 2016. So there's a lot of growth definitely going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just as we reached the end of the first quarter of 2018, we've actually seen that this year the Chinese movie market has been performing really well, far better than actually last year when you look at the same period of time. As in terms of box office gross, China has officially become the biggest movie market in the world.
Wow, I didn't know that, but that's very impressive.
And this is all happening right now in front of our very eyes. And this year, during the movie festival, we see that there's a number of very interesting and movies that are appearing and are on the short list for the Tian Tan Award. Operation Red Sea happened to be one of them. Let's have a listen to the movie trailer. Yeah, and that
was... Whoa. That was cool. Sounds very action-packed.
Exactly. That's one of the really popular action movies that has been produced in China in 2017.
This is all, of course, going on this month, April. All these exciting activities... But let's talk about the Tian Tan Award, which is what Operation Red Sea is going after, okay? On the short list for, at least. This award promotes the value of beauty in variety, harmony, and diversity. This year, 15 films from 19 countries have made the short list. I'm going to give you a brief understanding of some of these countries that are competing. Austria, Canada, China, Croatia, Czech Republic, Estonia, Finland, France, Georgia, Germany, Holland, India, Iran, Ireland, Israel, so many countries are submitting films, and this is a very comprehensive screening, and people are going to get a lot of exposure, I think. So a lot of these films are being premiered during this festival. It's very exciting. This 15-entry shortlist, though, is decided out of 579 candidates. The Tian Tan Award organizers have searched and collected outstanding films released after January 1st, 2017, from across the world. Altogether, 579 entries have been received from 70 countries and regions on 6 continents. So comprehensive, including 480 overseas films and 99 domestic films. These kind of differ in theme, genre, and style as well, so you're not just getting all of the same kind of film. The Tian Tan Award 2018 will present 10 awards, some of these being Best Feature Film, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, best screenplay, best cinematography. So a lot of different awards being offered here. All awards will be announced at the awards and closing ceremony. So if you want to see what happens, all that excitement, it's coming up. It's an exciting event.
That's true. And also Chinese films are also in the shortlist. For instance, Hold Your Hands. Well, I wasn't aware or familiar with this one. It tells the story of several targeted destitute families in small village whose way of thinking goes through a process of transformation before they lift themselves out of poverty with the help of a poverty alleviation group. And also the Operation Red Sea, whose trailer we just listened to, is a Chinese blockbuster based on a true story where the Chinese Navy Special Force rescued almost 600 Chinese citizens and 225 foreign nationals from Yemen's southern port of Aden during the 2015 Yemeni Civil War. So this story really happened, but maybe some fictional character was added into that too in the movie. And to give you an idea of who's making the decisions as to who, which films and who are the filmmakers to eventually win the awards, there is going to be a jury consisting of 7 distinguished international filmmakers, and they will decide the winners of this Tian Tan Award. And I was under the impression that the jury president will be Wong Kar-wai, which is a Chinese director, and also Polish composer, American director, Romanian director, and Swedish director, as well as Chinese actress Shu Qi.
Shu Qi has presented a comment, actually, on the development of the Chinese film industry. And what did she have to say?
我觉得现在华语市场都是商业电影比较多，我还蛮期待的，像北京国际电影节这样子多一点不一样的电影节，它可以推动一些艺术层面的一些电影。
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So we've seen that the taste for the Chinese audience has changed quite a bit through the last decade or so, and especially that is when the infrastructure of film viewing has been growing in an accelerated speed. So let's have a look at this year in the Beijing Film Festival, what is there for the average audience like myself to enjoy?
Well, yeah, for average people, especially movie fans in Beijing, and this is probably the most exciting part of the Beijing International Film Festival, that is you get the chance to see these artistic or academic or mostly artistic movies that you don't often see in cinemas, because they always feature commercial films, money-making commercial films from Hollywood. Now, according to Lin Siwei, this is a guy who heads the selection team at China Film Archive, and this year the sales of the special screening tickets set a new record, actually. Tickets worth more than 9 million yuan were sold in a matter of 12 minutes, twice the speed of last time, and by Tuesday, sales of special screening had exceeded 13 million yuan. 5 years ago, total sales of such tickets fell short of 1 million yuan in total. So, based on the figures, we could tell at least the Beijing locals are taking a stronger interest in those artistic films. And, well, to give you one more example of, well, related to the films that I would like to see but didn't have the chance, tickets to all 5 screenings of The Grand Budapest Hotel by U.S. director Wes Anderson were sold out in 10 seconds upon release. No wonder I couldn't get a ticket to that.
Yeah, and I know you're a big fan of his movies. Certainly when you look at how fast that these tickets are going, it seems like locals are really participating in this film festival. And so these special screenings, so to speak, is it sort of like a special time when movie lovers can go see the movies that have been out maybe ages ago or years ago, but
yeah,
they're deemed as modern classics to some extent, and then now you can see them in the cinema again?
That's true. According to this Lin Siwei, whom I talked to a few years ago when I covered the event, the artistic movies not well received many years ago at the time of premiere are making a strong comeback this year. So this 1986 drama The Horse Thief by director Tian Zhuangzhuang was met with almost a full house during a screening at China Film Archive, one of these days. And back in 1986, director Tian Zhuangzhuang was pretty upset about the lackluster interest in his movie and said said it was, well, that movie was made for the audience of the next century. And guess what? He was right. So this week, seeing a full house at the screening, the director was in high spirit and chatted with the audience at the China Film Archive.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a bit of time to prove yourself, I think. And also, maybe it takes a little bit of time to, almost in this example of Tian Zhuangzhuang, to wait for the audience to have that palette to appreciate what you've got to offer. And also, I think it's sort of playing with the thought of nostalgia and revisiting now what proved to be something of a classic that one can enjoy. Yes, and here we have an example, actually, that is a snippet from the Turkish documentary Kedi. Well, that's actually, I think it means kitten. So it's, the Chinese translation is 爱猫之城, mm-hmm. and this is being shown in Beijing now.
Biraz şey, kırkçın ev kadını, kıskanç ev kadını, kocasını rahat bırakmıyor.
Yes, there's something I think is very magical about documentaries because it's supposed to record what happens in real life to a great length, and just by watching the trailer and snippets of this movie, I got to realize that, oh, actually, in Turkey, there's cats. is actually a very revered little animal and pet, and through the living conditions and what happens to cats do you get to understand Turkish people and their lives. So I thought that was a very interesting pair of lens to provide for audience to understand that country, which I thought was very enjoyable during this year's Beijing International Movie Festival.
That's true. Movies and TV series are one of the best ways for those of us who don't get the chance to travel overseas to have a glimpse of what's going on outside of China. And actually, this Kitty film and also the Grand Budapest Hotel, whose ticket is very hard to get, are only two of the 500 Chinese and foreign films being featured at the special screening segment. And those films are available in about 32 cinemas across Beijing.
Yes. So this movie or film festival actually provides a platform for exchanges of those who work in the business, and also small independent films get a chance to be showcased and be publicized to a wider audience, and especially to the Chinese audience.
Yeah,
in
and
this
it's
regard.
Getting easier to get the tickets too. I know, although it's difficult to get the most popular films, but certainly the methods has been and being made much easier. It's possible to book tickets using Alipay or the other app that's called Taopiaopiao.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can pay for them online.
So, very easy to get on your smartphone. And also, we found out that Jim Parsons, who plays the very famous Sheldon Cooper in The Big Bang Theory, is promoting his new film called A Kid Like Jake. And what did he have to say?
Hello, Beijing Film Festival. Thank you so much for coming to the screening of our movie, A Kid Like Jake. It's a real honor for us to have our movie play at the Beijing Film Festival.
Yeah, we have seen that lots of stars have appeared to promote their movies during the Beijing International Film Festival. And with this movie, actually, it's about a kid, without giving out too much, being in a very special and difficult situation. And what's quite interesting is that the director looked at from the point of view of those who live with him from his family and those close、with him, how they had to deal with the situation as well to give you a wider understanding of those in special need or condition, the tears and joy、one enjoys. So I think that was an interesting one to check out. Yes, and when you look at the changes of the taste and、consumption power of the Chinese movie、audience, there's quite a lot going on in the last decade or so, and it's particularly being shown, I think, this year in the Beijing International Movie Festival. So what are the major changes that you see in the film market here in China right now, Lai Ming?
The film market is, for the most part, a platform designed to encourage and support young artists. So each year a competition is held to select the most promising film projects by young upstart directors, and there are occasions for them to present, and pitch their projects to potential investors. And meanwhile, the presentation ideas are being evaluated by a panel of judges, and the most successful, the projects will win cash reward, and the filmmakers be offered the chance to receive training in Hollywood. And I personally took part in one of this, what should I say, pitch event or competition event. And really, each director of a different project will come up to the stage and introduce their project and show their understanding and their plan for the films. And really, they will receive questions both from the judges and also from the audience members when it comes to the feasibility of their project and how that project will make money for the investors. And that was pretty impressive indeed, because I listened to a potential investor saying that you have to make sure you have enough money to keep the thing going. And one more interesting thing is I also listened and run into some business owners that are running those movie insurance companies, that they also make sure that they carry out due diligence jobs for investors to make sure that these movies are made in time.
Yes, and we can see that the Chinese film market is growing and also the business is maturing, and that is important for, I think, the business to thrive and for those who participate in it to continue the development of the industry.